AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump announced a 50% import tax on Brazil for the country's treatment of former President Bolsonaro. He's charged with trying to overturn his 2022 election loss. Brazilian President Lula da Silva said Trump's tariff would trigger a retaliatory law. During a White House meeting with African leaders yesterday, Trump talked up trade as a diplomatic tool for him to settle disputes.
You guys are going to fight, we're not going to trade. And we seem to be quite successful in doing that.
Houthi rebels in Yemen attacked and sunk a Liberian-flagged cargo ship in the Red Sea. A European naval force said only 6 of the 25 people on the Eternity Sea had been rescued. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on Trump's hopes for a Gaza ceasefire.
President Trump is suggesting a Gaza ceasefire agreement could be days away, or maybe not.
I think we have a chance this week or next week.
But
not definitely. There's nothing definite about war and Gaza.
Administration officials have repeatedly suggested a deal could be reached while Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu is here in Washington and on Capitol Hill.
We have a common strategy.
And Israel has security and other requirements.
President Trump wants a deal, but not at any price. I want a deal, but not at any price.
Netanyahu says he's working with the president to achieve those. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Trump administration will again send weapons to Ukraine. This comes a week after Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth directed that some deliveries be paused to allow the Pentagon to assess its own stockpiles. A portion of a huge industrial tunnel collapsed in Los Angeles Wednesday evening. 31 construction workers were safely rescued, and authorities said there were no major injuries. This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on a new Barbie doll.
There's now a Barbie doll with type 1 diabetes, and one of the advocates celebrating its release is model Lila Moss, who also has type 1 diabetes.
So amazing that there's now a new type 1 diabetes mainline Barbie doll that people can buy and feel reflected by and children can play with.
Mattel also making a one-of-a-kind Barbie in the likeness of Moss. And if her name sounds familiar, she's the daughter of supermodel Kate Moss.
Very exciting. Seeing my own Barbie in real life was surreal, with, you know, all my features and my little patches.
Both dolls have a continuous glucose monitor on the arm, and Barbie comes with an insulin pump on her waist. I'm Julie Walker.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.